The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Wisdom, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
All right, there's going to be some good stuff in here, too. But spoiler alert, it doesn't end that well on the passing thoughts today. Let's start with the scene out there, man. That was about as good.
Did y'all have fun in Detroit?
Ooh, well,
I felt like I was in Detroit. I was looking for a corned beef sandwich, man.
We are getting to that. I actually had one yesterday. We're getting to that too. But pretty damn cool scene. Something about Sunday Night Football, man, that just gets you, gets everybody going. They got more time to get good and liquored up. And I got to the press box. And I went, yeah, this ain't happening, man. I smelled like tequila, beer, and sweat. It was wild.
Dude, they was out there early.
It was wild out in those parking lots.
Yeah, it was like, man. I think they got an hour earlier.
Yeah, it was packed out there earlier than usual.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt that you had a lot of people descending upon Houston with all the Lions fans. Mm-hmm. I went to Papado the night before. And it was like a table of 30 and a table of 20, and it was Lions fans. They was doing the chant and all.
It's a pregame party.
Yeah, yeah.
They was doing all of it. And I was like, oh, God, tomorrow's going to be crazy. And it was.
Yeah, it was. Also, the roof needs to be open a lot more.
Yeah.
The roof needs to be open a lot more. But we had a blast out there. I was hanging with the HEB tailgate judging. And, there are certain rules that you just do. When someone asks you to shotgun a beer, you shotgun a beer. When someone asks you to take a tequila shot, you take a tequila shot.
Yeah, and that's how you get in trouble. And
when, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when a cutie asks you to dance, you dance. Those are the rules.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lopez did all those things.
I don't think it's out there.
It's not out there.
Yeah, it's not out there. But I seen it.
I don't care. If it's out there. Oh, man, I was killing it.
I got sources, man.
Right, yeah, I don't know.
Was that a source? I don't remember.
All right, another passing thought here. And this is still as we're getting into the game, so we'll go through these here pretty quickly. I don't know what to trust anymore with the Texans' injury report on Friday. So let's go back. Friday's injury report, Denico Autry and Fuller Fatakasi did not participate Friday.
Correct.
They both started the game.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins did participate on Friday.
And then was activated on Saturday.
And did not play.
That is correct.
He said, aha, gotcha.
Okay, well.
Gotcha.
Is it a gotcha? Is this gamesmanship opposition? Is that what's happening here?
But see, we always go by the thing of if they don't practice on Friday, they ain't playing.
Yeah, right. But that's a hard and fast rule. And, you know, hard and fast rules can get you in trouble sometimes. Yeah.
But I don't know what to make of an injury report anymore on a Friday. And I'm not saying, I'm just saying, they might get a call from the NFL. They might get a call from the NFL.
Don't put that out there, man.
I don't have to put it out
man,
there.
Hey, man, come on.
I don't have to put it. The NFL takes injury. You know this, Reggie. The NFL takes injury reports very seriously, and we know why.
Hush your mouth, man.
And we know why. Gambling.
Now, that's right.
Now they about to find Cal in
there. It ain't my fault, Figgy.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. It sounded like your fault.
Shut the hell up, man.
You know the NFL is watching, man. They like the feds.
Watch. We going to get breaking news about them investigating because of you.
It ain't because of me. The NFL pays very close attention to these things, and that's all I'm saying. All right, first half. I don't know if C.J. Stroud has looked that confident behind an offensive line since last season. That was ballin'.
Well, early.
First half. First half.
Yeah, no, that was one of the things, man. Like, we have not remarked on this yet, and we'll talk more about it later, but they had the little shuffle, right? They had the little switch where Jarrett Patterson takes over center duties, and I imagine it's just they feel he's more confident and comfortable with making those calls.
Yeah.
And pass blocking-wise, they were doing it, especially to the point of, like, I was watching for them stunts. Mm-hmm. Like, what happens when those stunts come through? They pick those up for the most part.
First half. First half. We'll get to the second half. Another passing thought here. Figgy, I guarantee you Bobby Slowick's favorite movie when he was a kid was Little Giants. This dude, I promise you, he's got the annexation of Puerto Rico in his playbook. He loves him some reverses. Mm-hmm. He loves him getting cute. He loves him some getting, overthinking things. You know, why think about something if you can't overthink it? That was some very interesting play calling in certain instances there. That reverse was... Woo.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was not just a reverse, it was a deep reverse with a pitch.
Yeah, really. And it was evident. Like, that's the thing that's tough is with a reverse, you would hope that it's not something that you could see very well. And I also wonder, like, how much I'm affected by being, in the press box and being able to see the field pretty wide. But it's like, it felt like, as soon as that first step gets taken, it's like, oh, man, I kind of see what's happening here.
Yeah.
And it felt like the Lions saw it, too.
Yeah, they did. Another passing thought here. John Metchie is my Dell stock of football players.
You don't get to get back in on this stock, baby. You don't get to get back in on this stock.
Hey, you should really buy in on John Metchie like I did. I should have in Dell stock back in the day. Just when I'm out, he comes up big. And I think he was their best receiver of the night.
I mean, he definitely put up the most yards. Mm-hmm. Like I do wonder, though, what does this say about the offense that – we've talked about all the depth, and the depth shows up where guys kind of slide up and, you know, give you more, are fairly effective. Obviously, Tank Dell hadn't had very many yards, and then space is created, and Tank Dell gets to slide up, and he looks like himself again. John Metchie slides up and has more opportunity. Like, it might just be one of those things that we were talking about, not enough football to go around, right? Like, you might be seeing that effort, or... Do we then again need to point to Bobby Slowick because the assurance was, well, Bobby get the ball around or whatever, and the ball did not get around. It's a couple of guys who get their opportunities.
Yeah.
I was shocked, man. I was seeing Metchie out there. I'm like, you would have thought I saw Reggie out there. I was just like, is that Metchie? Is that number 8? I'm like, okay, that's one catch. Wait, is that Metchie again?
5 catches.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. First ever touchdown.
I would have thought that was Reggie out there balling, man.
He's just my came Dell out of style. Nowhere. He's Dell. I'm not going to call Tank Dell anymore. I'm going to call Mechie Dell.
You know what it is? You just need John to be in and then quit on some.
Yeah.
And here they come, right? That's what happens. You did it with A&M already this year.
Yeah, I did.
You did it with Mechie this year.
Quit
on the Texans. We're going to see him in the playoffs.
And I don't want to have another Monday like this.
See him in New Orleans. All right, so this is one that occurred to me several times over the course of the day. I think Penei Sewell is what Laremy Tunsil thinks he sees in the mirror. It's not. Laremy Tunsil thinks he's all pro, thinks he's the baddest of the bad, and look, he's exceptionally talented and exceptionally good. He ain't Penei Sewell. That dude is a monster.
Correct.
Absolute monster. You know how, how can I put this delicately? A certain type of woman, I say women, it's just first one, men do it too, take that selfie from real high.
Yeah.
So it makes them look a little better than they really are.
Got to work the angles.
You got to work the angles, you know, and then you see them in person, you're like, ooh. That's the difference between Laremy Tunsil
and Figgy. Was he about to say butterface? Yeah. Is that what he was about to say?
I think so.
Okay, I think so.
Laremy Tunsil thinks he's Penei Sewell, but he's not. He's just not. I mean, it was so obvious in these two yesterday. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, and the thing with...
Oh, I was going to say, he look in the mirror, he's really Matt Khalil. Was it Matt Khalil?
Yeah, Matt Khalil.
Yeah, and I think the thing with Penei Sewell is just like, the difference is the apparent mentality. And of course, I'm not covering the Lions, so I don't have this to the same
getting
degree.
Getting out on the edges.
But it just feels like there's a different kind of mentality that shows up in those as well.
That is a dude. All right, so the reviews on the Texans uniforms were clearly mixed, but don't count Mike Tirico as a fan. Flat out, on the broadcast said, terrible uniform.
Really?
Oh, our Italian brethren didn't like it.
Oh, man. Yep. He must be a Crip or something.
He called them terrible.
Oh.
Well, you know what? They were terrible for his purposes, because you know what? Sitting up in the press box, them numbers are not easy to tell, right?
That's what he said.
And someone on the text line, the 5-Hour Energy fan line, also made note of this, man. Both of these new jerseys that came in, the Battle Red and then also the H-Town Blue, both had that same issue with them, right? And I don't know exactly what the process is in designing them. They look cool, but the effectiveness for actually determining who is who, a little tougher.
I think their issue is you really got to see them in the spotlight, man. That's what I've been saying from the beginning. I'm like, I got to see these uniforms on the field.
But you can't see the numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they took that, you know, in consideration when they made these.
Tirico torched them. I went back and listened.
That's shocking, man.
Called them terrible. On air, national television.
No helmets was clean.
Well, that's because he was trying to spot. He was like, who is that down there? Is that Kurt Heinisch? Who is in the middle there?
The best comment I saw on Twitter was somebody who said, these Texans uniforms look like they're from a movie that didn't get an NFL license. Like, they have to come up with their own uniform. All right. I thought the lowest, most telling moment of the second half was when the Lions fans affected the Texans offense. Like, they damn near should have gone on a silent count. You talk about embarrassing.
There's a lot of them.
Dude.
There was a lot of them.
Was it Schultz? Schultz got a false start because of the Lions fans.
And here, this is the thing that gets me with that, right? It felt like the vibe of the stadium was different because Lions fans came in, and Lions fans are more fanny, for lack of a better term, than the Houston fans. And the Houston fans were then getting up to match all the damn blue that was in the building. But they were in them seats early.
They were chanting.
They were loud. And
it felt like Ford Field, man.
I don't want to start this conversation up again. However, I feel like I'm starting this conversation up again. It made you long for some things.
Yeah. Look, you can talk about, they're late arriving. It's what Houston is. Still embarrassing. Like, I was on the club level. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Ooh, club level.
Sorry. As I was saying those words, I knew it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I know you can sell tickets from everywhere, you know, in the stadium. It was 50-50. Like, the club level where there's, you know, the beautiful people that have season tickets and all this other stuff, it was 50-50. I didn't get that at all.
It's so weird, too, because, you know, when I got there, obviously I was there early, but when I went into the building, it was still a bunch of traffic out there, man, and the game was pretty much started.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know a solution.
Last passing thought, and I think we're going to use this in our question of the day. What the hell was Tytus Howard thinking?
That's a great, you know what?
What the hell was he thinking?
That's a great transition, man.
That's a great transition. 713-572-4610 is the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Let us know. What do you think was going through Tytus Howard's head on that play where he single-handedly stripped C.J. Stroud of the football? Again, 713-572-4610. Let's try and laugh about it to keep ourselves from crying. We'll do it next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.